Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 20. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more." Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." They said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation, we welcome Pastor Timothy Sandano, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Gorham, Maine.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The law, it's a real bugger. It's demanding, it's exacting, it's relentless. It's completely unsympathetic. It speaks clear words, but it speaks only words of condemnation to those that have transgressed against it. The scribes and the Pharisees were aware of the law's demands as they brought the adulterous woman before Jesus. They knew she deserved to be stoned for what she did. She knew that the law speaks only death to her for such a transgression. Jesus understood well what the law of Moses required, but he surprises these men zealous for the law as they attempt to put him to the test. "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." With these words, Jesus turns the table and cuts the accusers to the heart. He doesn't throw them before the crowds to be condemned in like fashion, but they are condemned nonetheless, as they consider their own sins and contemplate the penalties due for their transgressions. And in their second thoughts, they slink away one by one. The law has condemned them all as they remove their testimony against the woman. But Jesus still has another surprise as he looks at the woman and says, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more." Here is something the law cannot give: absolution and freedom from the sinner's curse under the law. Such grace is something the law cannot understand. It is grace that is moved by God's love to give his Son to be born under the law and subject to its harsh demands on behalf of this woman, on behalf of the scribes and the Pharisees, even on behalf of you and me. Neither do I condemn you, says Jesus, which hearkens us to hear again his words from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Such absolution is certainly not earned, nor is it deserved, but it is the result of our God incarnate conquering sin and burying it alongside of death, right there in his own grave. Such absolution is given to us as a gift, even as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, and forgive us our trespasses. It is because of his death and because of his resurrection that we can continue to pray the remainder of that fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus could absolve and not hold the woman to account because he was to pay her debt as he has paid yours, even also as he has paid the debt of everyone that owes you. Sin can be forgiven because it has been laid upon Jesus and he has dealt with it. Just as he was able to absolve the woman in view of his impending sacrifice, so too can you absolve those that have sinned against you, all for the sake of him who has died for them. Therefore, to him who is able to strengthen you according to this gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, be all glory, honor, and praise for that which he has done for you and that which he is now doing in you. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Sandano from Redeemer Lutheran Church, Gorham, Maine, for today's meditation on God's Word.